world news, national news, rider news, and more. Here's another episode of the Bronc News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronc.
This is your Bronc News Flash, underwritten by Borough Market Restaurant Bar and Cafe 72. For the most unique breakfast, brunch, and lunch experience in Mercer County, you must try Cafe 72 in Ewing. To take a sneak peek at their everything is made from scratch and cooked to order menu online, it's cafe72ewing.com. I'm Alexander Young from Rider University. On Saturday, police in Idaho, just a few blocks away from a pride parade, stopped a U-Haul and arrested 31 people inside who police say have ties to a hate group. This suspicious-looking truck was spotted by one civilian who contacted police. Police say they planned a riot, as all 31 people were dressed in the same clothing and they were found with riot gear like shields and smoke grenades. All 31 people are being charged with conspiracy to riot. Additional charges may be pending. This past week, a caravan of between 4,000 and 5,000 migrants, most of them hailing from Venezuela, Central America, and the Caribbean, marched through southern Mexico, headed towards the United States. As it has been an issue that President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris has set out to address in their presidency, President Biden and leaders of Latin American countries signed a new agreement on Friday named the Los Angeles Declaration of Migration and Protection. This is set out to confront the ramifications of mass migration, making specific numerical pledges to allow more people fleeing for political and economic reasons to cross the borders. This agreement commits the United States to take up to 2,000 refugees from Latin America during the next 2 years.
With this declaration, we're transforming our approach to managing migration in the Americas. Each of us is signing up to commitments that recognize the challenges we all share and the responsibility that impacts on all of our nations.
As immigration has stayed a pressing issue through the country, over the week, Massachusetts joined 16 other states to grant driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants, a decision that overrides Republican Governor Charlie Baker's veto. After the devastating shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that left parents across the country fearful of sending their child to school, many Republican lawmakers and personalities are suggesting that teachers should be armed in schools across the nation, specifically lawmakers in Texas. Already, a school in Utopia, Texas is arming educators to confront shooters. Yet, a survey of nearly 4,000 K-12 teachers in Texas found that most do not want to be armed while in the class or be expected to intercept a gunman at a school, according to the state teachers' union. The Bronc News Flash is underwritten by Cafe 72 and Borough Market Restaurant Bar. Exceed your culinary expectations at Borough Market Restaurant Bar in Pennington. From handmade paninis, homemade soups, and fresh pasta to fresh steaks, chops and seafood, Borough Market Restaurant Bar will excite your palate like no other restaurant in Mercer County. To make reservations online, it's borougheaterybar.com. I'm Alexander Young.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronc News Flash, your world in 2 minutes. Missed an episode? Just head to 1077thebronc.com/BroncNewsFlash. We'll see you next time, only on 1077 The Bronc.